To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. So concerned residents from a county down village have contacted the Nolan Show, worried about an upcoming bonfire. Earlier this year, De Courcy Way in Dundrum received a new play park. The problem is the site of the park is beside where the 11th night bonfire is held. So you have the kids' play park and now you have a bonfire that might burn it. Residents now fear if the fire goes ahead, it'll destroy the play area. Our reporter Nicola Weir's been down to Dundrum yesterday, Nicola, to see for yourself.
Yes, Stephen. De Courcy Way, it's a medium-sized housing estate, about 90-odd houses in it in the heart of Dundrum. I was there around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Now, it was a beautiful sunny day and there were plenty of children at the play park, which is at the top of a hill on a small patch of green space just as you enter the estate. Now, as you can imagine, the play park, Stephen, is all shiny and new, brightly coloured with lots of plastic and metal equipment. But all you have to do is glance 50 yards just slightly to the side to see a complete contrast to this.
So they've put this 50 yards beside the play park.
About 50 yards from it. Now, it's not too far away. And there's the beginnings of a bonfire there with quite a few sofas dumped there already and plenty of wood. And with a couple of more weeks to go until the 11th night, Stephen, this will only grow. Now, I spoke to some concerned residents yesterday who fear the park, which only opened 7 months ago, will be destroyed by the heat or the bonfire toppling over.
For about 15, maybe 20 years, we've been campaigning in De Courcy Way to have a play park because the other one's old equipment, completely wrecked. We're not against a bonfire in Dundrum per se, like, you know, but the area it's in and the siting of it now, it's 50 yards away from the new play park, which has got foam matting, it's got plastic coating equipment, it's used by the whole of Dundrum, all of Dundrum. It was very welcomed when it came. It was great news for the area.
It was only installed about 7 months ago, and as you said, you've been campaigning since your daughter was six. She's now 17.
She's now 17 and too
so
old.
It probably was great excitement in the area. We're in an estate with quite a built-up estate as well.
It's a very built-up estate, yes. And as I say, the vast majority of the people on both sides, you know, use it widely and are against this. Like they're fearful that now that the play park has been built, that it's going to get the heat is going to just completely ruin it. It's going to get closed, and this time it cuts. You know, once it goes and once it's damaged, it won't be replaced, and that is our biggest fear. Like,
is there any negotiation to be had? Have you tried to talk to the people who are collecting for the bonfire?
Yes, there was different groups. Trying to talk to the people. I think there was even the talk of a beacon. To be erected, you know, instead of, you know, just gathering up waste timber and wood. It was torn down, from what I hear. It's just a hazard, and it's a thing we don't need. We all get on very well here in the course of way. You know, both sides of the community, we all get on very well here, and this is a thing of contention, like, and it's not needed. You know.
Somebody might say, who is from the tradition of the 12th of July, might say that you're just picking on them. This is just an excuse to try and get rid of the bonfire here, which has been here for many years.
No, well, I wouldn't say that. No, as I said, and I said two or three times, I'm not against a bonfire at all. If the organisers know anybody that has a field in Dundrum that they can take this, you know, out of a built-up area, you certainly have their... I'm not against their 11th night celebrations or the 12th or whatever. That's not what this is about. This is about the safety of children on a green area, 50 yards from a park, you know.
And I'm also joined by another resident. You two are very concerned about what you're seeing sort of piling up there beside the children's play area. Why are you really concerned about it?
The main issue for me is that having a bonfire of such an extreme stature in a built-up area is an overall safety hazard. You have kids going up to the bonfire and, you know, they'll be playing with each other. And, you know, they could get hurt or injured in whatever's being built up there on the bonfire. We're going to have kids possibly getting injured. And at the same time, we're having our money burnt in front of our own eyes, you know.
Someone might say that, you know, that's not the people who are bringing the stuff here. That's not their problem. It's the council's fault because they put the play park in the wrong area.
I can understand that point, you know, that, okay, putting the play park beside, you know, a spot that's been designated for a bonfire, but at the same time, there has to be some sort of compromise here. You know, the people that are collecting for the bonfire can clearly see this new play park, and they can see the children playing in the play park. I mean, surely it's on them to take the initiative to say, right, look, let's move the bonfire to a safe and responsible place, because there are plenty of safe and responsible places in Dundrum.
What about trying to get somebody to help you? Have you contacted the housing executive? You believe that they own the land there, yeah, that the items are being gathered on, or the council themselves?
We have, and basically, you know, we've went down these avenues with the housing executive, the council and the PSNA, and we're just being battered from pillar to post. You know, we're not being given any help. That's why we've started this petition with change.org, you know, to try and get everyone from Dundrum's voices heard. You've over 175 signatures on this petition, which isn't a lot, but it's enough to make a difference. The people are standing up and trying to get help from the council, the PSNA, or the housing executive. And that's all we can do, is reach out and try and get other like-minded people who are concerned about the safety of children, of residents, and taxpayers' money being pretty much... There is a good chance here that taxpayers' money is going to be wasted. We're at a stage now where the bonfire, it's being collected for, but it's not. There's not that much there at the moment. There is a good bit there, but it would be very easy for people to just band together, collect everything and move it to a more responsible place. And that's all we're asking for. We're reaching out.
What do you hope to gain from speaking out now about what's happening?
Well, I hope I would like the people on the other side to see that it's their park as well. It's not just a one sided thing this year. This isn't about getting rid of their bonfire, not one bit. This is for their children are playing on it. Like, you know, are they going to, if they come in and say, "Daddy, you know, our park's been burnt, it's closed," what is the organisers of that bonfire going to say to their children? That, oh, we had a one night celebration last night, and now you can't play. You have no area now to play on. Like, what is their answer to their toddlers going to be when this bonfire is ruined, or this play park is ruined? What are they going to say to their children?
Right, well, let's get some reaction to this morning. That's Nicola Weir reporting from Dundrum. Justin, first call of the day. Morning, Justin.
Stephen, how are you?
Who builds a bonfire beside a play park? Like, why would they do that?
So, Stephen, let's just clarify a few things first. The bonfire has been there longer than I've ever been in Dundrum. I'm 22 years of age now, lived in Dundrum my entire life, and the bonfire's always been in that place. The first thing to point out is there was objections to the bonfire, or to the play park being put there, by local residents, by pensioners in that estate, which wasn't taken under advisement.
It's a play park for kids.
But that's right, Stephen, that's a fair point. But let's just clarify a few other things here. The council has said that the bonfire is fine where it is. The fire warden has been out and said if we move it a few feet, the bonfire will not affect the play park, and the fire warden is going to work with us to ensure that the play park is not damaged. So there are safeguards that we're putting in.
So are you one of the bonfire builders?
I am indeed.
Why would you do that to your own kids?
But we're not doing that to our own kids, Stephen. As I've said,
residents from the local area, residents from the local area, have contacted us about this.
Yes, I'm not disputing that, Stephen. But these residents have been wanting to move the bonfire for years. It's a small amount of people in the Courcy Way who are using the play park as a political weapon, and that is all they're doing.
So they
have wanted to remove the bonfire as long as the bonfire's been there.
So let's just get this right, Justin. You are actually prioritising a bonfire above a child's play park.
No, Stephen, I don't think you really understand what I'm saying. I have said to you that the play park will be protected. The fire warden has said to us that if we move the bonfire slightly, it will not affect the play park whatsoever.
Have you moved it yet?
No, but it will be moved.
Why haven't you moved it?
Because, Stephen, people do have jobs and they don't have that great of a time commitment.
And what?
People have been taking advantage of the bonfire site and have been dumping stuff there. But anybody from the Courcy Way and anyone that builds the bonfire knows that a skip comes A skip is placed there by the council and the housing executive, and any rubbish that shouldn't be there is put into that.
And kids are walking across this bonfire stuff now to get to the play park.
So, Stephen, let me just point out as well the fact that barriers were sent by the housing executive yesterday, which will be put up today, to ensure that no children and no authorised people are on that bonfire. We have bent over backwards.
Because you can guarantee those barriers will keep children out, Justin, can't you?
Yep, I would.
How?
Well, essentially, Stephen, you can only guarantee something so much. If somebody wants to get in anywhere, they're going to get in. But it really boils down to the fact of we can do so much and we are bending over backwards this year to make sure that we are making the bonfire safe.
Stay there, Justin. Stay there. 0845955678. Chris Hazard from Sinn Féin this morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
Why did you contact us about this?
Well, I think what the situation we've got into here is highly regrettable. I think, you know, we have a great community spirit in the wider South Down area, and I think we need to apply that sort of rationale where we can be neighbours all year round, but we need to make sure that we're also neighbours on the 11th and the 12th as well. I really want to, and Justin is a bonfire builder himself, want to make an appeal to Justin to engage in dialogue with those residents. And your video clip there, to me, was sounding like two very reasonable arguments. And Justin's putting forward very reasonable arguments from himself as a bonfire builder. I think it's time to sit down and to work out. You know, this green area is one of the very few green areas in Dundrum. So it was the perfect site for a play park. Of course it was. Now, that obviously has unintended consequences for the bonfire. But we need to talk about this. We need to find, and I am not suggesting for one second to do away with the bonfire. I'm not saying that. But we need to find a suitable alternative site. Having it right next to a play park, which costs tens of, not hundreds of thousands of pounds, is crazy.
Well, Justin said there's no danger to the play park.
Well, you know, certainly from my own discussions with local residents in there, that's not what I'm hearing. If we have a massive bonfire right beside a play park with the plastics and the various soft materials, you know, we are going to have damage to the play park. As I said, you know, I think there needs to be engagement with this. I think it was a mistake in the plan for the play park. The local council and the PCSP had offered to put a hard surface area for a beacon, but that was rejected by the bonfire builders. I think that was a mistake. I think we could have had the best of both worlds here. We could have had a beacon on the 11th night, but that's not what's happened.
John in County Down. Morning, John.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
This is one question I would like you to ask that young fellow. Who gave permission? First of all, is the bonfire on a public piece of property, and who gives written permission to allow bonfires to be lit on public property?
I'll just jump in there, Stephen. It's the housing executive have given us written permission to have the bonfire there, so
have they?
That's that answered.
Have they?
Yes, they
so
have.
So then, does that mean then, Justin, if anything goes wrong then, is the housing executive liable if anybody's hurt on their piece of ground?
Well, I think you'll need to take that up with the housing executive. All I can tell you is that we've got permission from the housing executive.
Written permission?
Yep.
To build a fire on public land?
We do, and we also have agreement from the bonfire, from the council to state the fact that the bonfire is fine as it is.
And the housing executive have given you permission to build the bonfire where you built it?
Yep.
And it's in writing?
Beside a play park?
No, Stephen, again, with the inclusions to the fact of the fire warden, of us working with the fire warden to ensure that the play park is safe, the housing executive had no problem whatsoever with the bonfire being where it is.
Here's Ronnie in Belfast. Morning, Ronnie.
I just wanted to say, Stephen, the housing executive have purveyed barriers for these bonfire people, but they can't go out and pick people's houses.
Well, the housing executive are now given written permission to build fires in the middle of waste ground. In the middle of public ground.
If there's damage caused to people's property, then we go back to the housing executive or the bonfire builders may take the damage. Would that be it?
There's never been any damage to any homes.
I think the housing executive,
and especially the guys from Belfast, are probably misassociating this bonfire with something similar to the one in New Mosley. But this is not a massive bonfire. This is it's a lot smaller than the ones you would see in Belfast, that's for sure.
If it's going to cause damage, well, who takes the damage? Bonfire building?
Who is that? I can't hear this man. Who is that? Is that you, Ronnie? Come off that speakerphone. Jim Wilson has contacted us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Stephen, There's that guy who's done everything absolutely right. They have got permission for the bonfire. They have checked with people in the fireplace authority that everything was okay, and they're still getting hammered. Now, let me tell you something. We have a brand new park about 12 years ago, right 20 yards from where our bonfire was, right? It never damaged it. There was never a problem with it. It wasn't a massive bonfire. It would have been at a maximum height of about 30 or 40 feet. We then last year got money for where the bonfire was to put a surface which hasn't even been opened yet for our kids. We moved the bonfire. We have been sensible about the things we've done. This guy is coming on explaining to you they have checked with A, B, C and D and done all the things. And there's people coming on there, especially that Sinn Féin person, haven't a clue what they're talking about. Haven't a clue what they're talking about. We have had this bonfire here in our estate for now the last 12 years.
Well, this has nothing to do with your estate. This is Dundrum.
Well, you know, aren't you talking about a play park? Aren't you talking about a bonfire? Well, I'm telling you that the distance between our bonfire and the park, and come down any time you want now to see where the new bonfire...
This area in Dundrum is a mixed area, and some people in that mixed area don't want the bonfire about them.
It's not to do with damaging the park, Stephen, then. So let's get to the point of the whole thing. It's nothing to do with that. It's about our culture, about us having our bonfires. It's about people trying to turn around and be devious and using something that's going to make it sound great, that there's people trying to put a bonfire in front of children who are going to play in a park. Well, it's not about that. It's not about that. And if you read in between the lines of what's going to happen in your program this morning, this is about, once again, attacking the culture of our community. It's about attacking bonfires. It's about attacking us having the right to do that. That man there who's looking after that bonfire has done everything in the right way, and he's still being attacked by Sinn Féin and others.
Chris Hazard?
We're 20 and 30 yards away from where our play park is, and I can tell you it's a lot closer than what that one would probably be.
Go on, Chris.
Well, there's a number of issues there that Jim has raised. The first is, in no way is this an attack on anybody's culture. I repeat, and I repeat what the local residents have said too, nobody is opposed to the bonfire on 11th night. We need to find a suitable alternative location. And everything hasn't been done. And I mentioned before about the idea of a hard surface adjacent to this park for a beacon so that it could be a community festival every single 11th.
You're going on the beacon. That was rejected.
Sorry, Jim. That was rejected. That would have been a good option. Second of all, when you take into consideration that local residents do not want this, and Stephen, you said there about being a mixed estate, it is a mixed estate, but it's also described fairly, I think, as a predominantly niceness estate, actually. But most residents are happy for a bonfire in Dundrum. It's just they don't want it in the only green space in that village where there's now a children's park.
Justin, are you still there?
I am indeed.
Would I be allowed to get all my rubbish out of my house and come down and dump it onto the bonfire?
Well,
like, is it a free-for-all?
If you do that, it will be put into a skip, as I mentioned
before. Is it a free-for-all, though?
No, it's not. Well, if it is a free-for-all, we can't sit there and we're not going to put security there to make sure people don't dump it.
Well, you've got permission from the housing executive, so can we all just... I'd love to know the criteria, by the way, when we... If you do have this letter from the housing executive, I'd love to know the criteria with which we can write to the housing executive and say we're going to light a fire on public property.
Well, just a couple of points, Stephen. The fact is that we did have discussions about beacons a long time ago, but it was pointed out to us that the money for those beacons would dry up, which would have left us in a situation where we couldn't have.
Get fined elsewhere in Northern Ireland for burning rubbish, can't you?
Yes, you're talking about burning rubbish, but I've said to you several times that we will take that rubbish and put it into a skip, as we have done every year, regardless of whether there's a play park or not. It is wood that we burn. It is not rubbish. The second point is that
sofas not bonfire.
It will be. Tires. We haven't had a chance. As I've said,
tell me, there's no tires on that bonfire.
No, there will be no tires on that bonfire. If there's tires being dumped, as there was years before, to try and get the bonfire stopped, they will be removed and put into a skip. So the other point, Stephen, is the fact that there are people from both sides of the community come to this bonfire. We don't just have a bonfire. We have a community night. We have a barbecue. We have goodie bags for kids. We have live music. We are doing everything in our power to make sure that both sides of the community are treated with...
Henry Riley from UKIP is with us this morning. What are your thoughts around this, Henry?
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think that Justin and Jim have actually articulated it very well indeed. 45 years without major incident, and heard Chris Hazard there, you know, mention negotiation and that type of thing. And last year, my colleague Alan Lewis was involved in this and trying to resolve some of the issues. And there was a facilitator appointed by the council who was prepared to, you know, facilitate face-to-face negotiations between all the different parties. And it was Sinn Féin and a couple of the locals there who walked away from it, who wouldn't participate in this discussion. And that is the reason at that time was whenever the planning permission was received for the play park in the new location, they thought, oh, done deal, we don't need to talk to anyone now. Come next year, we'll just be able to say that the play park's there now. We don't, all we have to do is complain that it's going to damage the play park. You know, that was clearly people working to an alternative agenda.
Okay.
I think that Justin has made the point that, you know, a senior fire officer has been out here. He has said that this bonfire in the location where it will be represents no threat at all to the new play park. And also the barriers that they're putting around it are the type that secures building sites.
Okay, so here's Bartley.
No kids getting in there.
Morning, Bartley.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, I have in my hand here a letter from the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I burnt pallets and stuff on my own building site, my own land, and nobody's doing any harm. The Environment Agency sent me a letter, £20,000 fine, 18 months imprisonment of violating all the fire on my site. You can only bring, and once you take the timber to the site, the man bringing it to the site has to have a licence. The site where they're bringing it to must be licensed. And the executive, by giving them a letter, would be a criminal act that they have done.
Well, I haven't, hold on a minute, I haven't seen this letter. We would need to see this letter.
Yes, sir.
Justin's claiming he has a letter.
If he's one of them letters in his possession, that would be against all the offences. I have a letter here saying that if I do it again, I'm going to prison for 18 months and I get a £20,000 fine.
So you can't burn wood on your own site, which you own.
No.
But Justin here has a little letter from the housing executive, he claims, which means he can burn wood on a public site.
Once you bring the timber to site, the guy bringing the timber to site must have a license, a waste management license.
Have you got a license, Justin?
No.
Once he brings it to site, the site must have a waste management license on site, and then once he burns it, that's when the laws happen. You cannot burn waste. You can only burn it in the special environment. You know, them big organic centres.
So in other words, it's one rule for you and one for another, partly.
Well, it's obviously, listen, Stephen, I'm not saying the bonfires are right, wrong and different, but how come I'm getting £20,000 fine and 18 months in jail? What's going to happen to the world if I go to jail, like?
This is a traditional bonfire, though, Stephen. It isn't just rubbish burning.
You're burning sofas.
We're not burning sofas, Stephen. You keep saying this, and I keep telling you, we will be putting those
I was told behind the scenes here that you were burning sofas.
Who said that?
Yeah, the producer.
Said what? That we
there's sofas on it.
This year?
Yes, there's sofas on the site.
Yes, and what did I tell you? They will be taken and put into a skip, as they are every single year. We burn pallets, we burn wood, we do not burn rubbish. This is not a tipping site.
And the council puts a skip there and takes them away for you?
It does indeed, yes.
It's funny, I'm getting worked under my house the minute I have to buy my own skip.
Well, Stephen, I suppose it's a traditional bonfire. It's always been there, and I've just been informed, actually, it's the housing executive that does the skip.
Will you let us get sight of this letter that you have from the housing executive?
I will have to talk to the person that actually has it.
Stephen, can I fax you my letter too?
Yes.
I'll fax you my letter and we'll compare the two letters. Mine is on the head of paper signed by the Northern Ireland Environment Agency.
Well, we're on to the housing executive right now asking them about this supposed letter to see if indeed it does exist. If it does exist, why they've written it. And Bartley, we'll ask the housing executive to give you one.
Well, I get my letter. I get it. Up home now, I get it sent directly to you, Stephen, and you can see it. It's dated. It's my name's on it. And it explains all the laws and all the about who's now to take stuff to sites and what licences you need. And the imprisonment sentence is there, and the fine is there as well. Oh, by the way, I have already been 10 years ago fined £10,000 for a similar situation where I burnt material on site that was trying to be contaminated.
On your own?
Rubbers and tires.
On your own site?
On my own site. I fined £10,000. On appeal, I won it, and I got back down to £6,000. But I was fined £6,000 for having it on, and it was Millennium Night. Do you remember that? Everybody's having Millennium Nights when I put a whole pile of tires in mine.
Here's William in Lisburn. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Tell us about your beacon.
Stephen, I've been on many, many times. We had an environmentally friendly steel beacon that we secured from Lisburn City Council a number of years ago. In fact, as far back as 2001. And this year, William, we've had to go back to the old bonfire site simply because Lisburn's so-called super council refuses funding for beacons.
Yep. That's exactly what they roped you in.
Stephen, I need to interject. I need to pop off now. I've got a meeting to go to here.
If I can just continue, Stephen. There was a litany of forms to fill out for funding. Now, we have filled out the same forms for funding for several years now, and it goes on a point system. Stephen, this was the first beacon, environmentally friendly beacon in Northern Ireland. I can't emphasise that enough. It was held up as some sort of way forward, and now we have to go back to the big smoky bonfire in the village. And it's an absolute disgrace that we have a beacon sitting at our war memorial not going to be used this year simply because our so-called super council, and I have to stress this, there's very little super about it, won't even give a penny towards funding like a children's fund there and to support us in our community for an environmentally friendly beacon. It just beggars belief.
Jim Wilson?
Well, Stephen, they tried that with all of us in the city council in Belfast, and we rejected it because part and parcel of what the kids, and I think you've done a programme a while back about the lads who were clacking their bonfires early and all the rest of it. There's a lot of cultural stuff, a lot of coming together. Our kids down here, there's about 60 of them from ages about 7 or 8 years of age, right through to about 13, 14, and they spend all their time around there cleaning up and doing stuff. All right, it's about bringing your community together, and as much as it's being attacked there by people and that there, let me tell you something, it's not going to stop it. And as much as you say about, you know, the environment and this and that and the other, all throughout the world, there's places have bonfires and celebrate stuff like that there, and I'm sure that people don't get on the way they're getting on here trying to stop it. Even when you take the right steps, even when them guys there take the right steps, they're still being hammered by people there because at the end of the day, they don't want us enjoying what is part of our culture. It's as simple as that. I feel sorry for them because if that's the only thing they can worry about, they have to move on because this is part of our culture. It'll be here. When I'm not here, my grandkids will be having bonfires.
All right. Jim, thank you.